Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We are back now after the weekend to our ongoing series, God and Abraham. Our focus is on Holy God in the context of the remarkable life of this man, Abraham. When we last spoke of him, we were in Genesis chapter 12, and you may remember that Abram, his name has not yet been changed to Abraham. Abram, his wife Sarai, her name has not yet been changed to Sarah. Abram, Sarai, and Abram's nephew Lot, Abram's people and possessions, have made the round trip down into Egypt from the promised land of Canaan and back again. Genesis chapter 13 and verse 1 says, "So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him." So that at Genesis 13, verse 1, Abram and company are back in Canaan, which is where God had put them in the first place, and right where God wanted them all along. Abram had certainly learned that lesson. Before we proceed, this is a good time to remind you of the God Is podcast. Did you know that every radio broadcast doubles as a free podcast? And you can get it easily from our website, godisministry.org. Thus far, just in this Abraham series alone, we have done 55 episodes. That's right, 55. Today is 56. All of those are sitting front and center on the website, godisministry.org. And all you have to do is punch that address into your web browser, and you can listen to each episode at your leisure. I mention this specifically to those of you who are new to God Is. And maybe you have come to us via the radio or through our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram. Perhaps a friend has told you about this weekday gathering. Whatever the case may be, we all welcome you. If you are interested in popping into the God Is archive to hear what has already been said, well, then I invite you to visit godisministry.org today. Each episode has a number, a title, complete with a scripture reference. You can either play the podcast right on the website, or you can subscribe to the podcast and get them delivered directly to your phone or tablet. Just click the link, subscribe to podcast, on the bottom left-hand corner of the website. God Is can be downloaded to iTunes, Pocket Casts, and Google Play. And while you're on the website, click the links for Facebook and Instagram at the top right corner. Like our pages and follow us on God Is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Social media is packed with that which dishonors God. But on our pages, we provide to you daily uplifting, encouraging, and God-honoring posts. I really encourage you to support our pages so that we can spread the good news of the gospel and lift people's attention to our most highly exalted God. And so that you receive help and support living your life for God in a God-less society. Furthermore, one more reminder and invitation. You can reach me anytime by email and by direct mail, the old-fashioned drop your letter at the post office kind. I very much enjoy hearing from you. I do not want to beg you to write to me, but I do want you to know that it is always good to hear from you. So please reach out to me, mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K. mark@godisministry.org or God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these addresses will be repeated soon. So visit the website, follow us on social media, and write to me. And why not do all three today? On this broadcast and podcast, you will find that I do not constantly remind you of this, nor do I ever ask you for money. Never. Our focus is on who the Scripture presents God to be. Our time is short, so I want to get in as much Bible as possible. Therefore, I will be grateful if you would consider taking action on these three things as an encouragement to me that you really are out there somewhere. The only way I know you are there and listening is if you tell me. And lest you think you are not important, that is not true. Each and every one of you are very important to me. So drop me a short note or email and let me at least say hello. Mark at godisministry.org or God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts 01890, and God is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and the website godisministry.org. Prayerfully and excitedly, let's return to God and Abraham in Genesis chapter 13. The reality is, because our time is so short, we will not be able to cover every chapter and verse in Abraham's life. So I will need discernment to decide what to focus on in the days ahead. And I am eager to move us along in chapter 14 of the Genesis. But in order to do that, and so that we fully understand what chapter 14 is all about, we do need to pause in this 13th chapter to capture something significant. So join me, if you have your Bible handy, in Genesis 13, and what I will do is read for a bit, then pause and give comment, and then read some more. We will carry this into tomorrow. As I always do, I read from the New American Standard Bible, the NASB 1995 edition. Genesis 13, beginning in verse 1. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. He went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Genesis 13, verses 1 through 4. Here I want to comment on geography. Abram and his companions are escorted out of Egypt, them, their livestock, silver and gold. So they caravan their way back up towards the north and across the boundary into Canaan, across the Negev, or the south country, as far as Bethel. That is where Abram was in Genesis 12 and verse 8, and you may remember that we talked about him building an altar and worshiping God there. Bethel was on the west and Ai on the east. Alas, here he is again. The altar is there, and Abram again calls upon the name of the Lord. From within the confines of the promised land, Abram communes with God. The other thing to note from verses 1 through 4 of Genesis 13 is that Lot is still with Abram. Abram is Lot's uncle, but in the text he is spoken of as Abram's brother, meaning a close family connection. Okay, with that said, I am now reading again in Genesis 13 verses 5 through 9. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. And the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Please, let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. Is not the whole land before you? Please, separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right, or if to the right, then I will go to the left." Ah, we are dealing here with human beings. And you know from personal experience what happens when people get involved with other people. Well, there is conflict. The Bible here calls this strife. There is a disagreement, a quarrel, some wrangling between Abram and Lot's colleagues. And notice, I read this in verse 7, that the Canaanites and the Perizzites were dwelling in this same land. And these were pagan peoples. So, watching the bickering between Abram and Lot's herdsmen are these Canaanites and Perizzites. Now, what kind of a witness is this to them of who God is? Abram and Lot are brothers. That is, they are men who are closely related to one another, and they have a common tie in Jehovah, the Lord God. Abram and Lot are God's people. And now they have strife right out in the open in front of God-less people. Well, this is fast becoming a poor witness to the God who commands that we love one another. So Abram takes action, and he says to Lot, "Let's not have any more of this strife. Let's separate. You go your way, and I will go my way." And then Abram does something very noble, which highlights both his humility and his faith in God. And we will find out what this is tomorrow. In preparation, read for yourself or catch this on an audio Bible, Genesis chapter 13. It is just 18 verses. Genesis 13. As we pause here, consider strife that you may be having with another brother or sister in Christ. How is that conflict being played out in front of unbelievers? As Abram leads by example, we will be wise to find a way to swiftly resolve this disagreement so that our testimony of a loving God will be on display before people who do not know him. So take action, and then join me tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.